You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
January 21st, 2020. From Comedy Central's World News headquarters in New York, this is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition.
Trevor Noah, our guest tonight is an actor who stars in the new Comedy Central show, Awkwafina is Nora from Queens. BD Wong is joining us, everybody. Also, on tonight's show, it's Hillary versus Bernie all over again. A wrestling match gets violent, and Mitch McConnell is taking the Senate to school. So let's catch up on today's headlines. Let's kick things off with some good news from the airline industry, where one successful company is thanking its employees in the only way that counts, with cash.
We're learning more about a mega bonus that employees at Delta Airlines are getting. The company was so profitable last year, is giving back $1.6 billion. The bonus equals about 2 months extra pay for each employee. One reason the company had such a good year is it does not fly the Boeing 737 MAX, which has been grounded for months.
That's right. Delta crushed it this year, mostly because they have planes that can land. Yeah. Which is apparently something customers prefer. And it's ironic. It's really ironic because last year, people were shitting on Delta for not having the newest planes, right? Then new planes started crashing, and so now Delta's in the lead. Yeah. You know what this is? This is how your friend with a flip phone feels whenever someone with an iPhone gets hacked. Yeah? They're just like, that's right, who's got the lame-ass phone now? Yeah, if you want to hack my nudes, you got to come to my house, you iCloud-having motherfucker. Now, if you excuse me, I have to make a call because I can't text. Hello? So, good for Delta, sharing their profits with employees. Of course, not to be outdone, Spirit Airlines has announced that they're going to let their employees keep any gum they find under the armrests. Spirit Airlines, our planes don't have trash cans, they are trash cans. Moving on to the world of sports. Have you ever watched your team losing and wished that you could jump in to help? Well, that's exactly what this North Carolina dad did.
A North Carolina man was arrested after getting too involved in his son's high school wrestling match. At one point, the wrestler in the gray uniform picks up the wrestler in the black uniform, slams him to the ground. The referee ruled the move was illegal and blew the whistle. But moments later, a man runs out and knocks the wrestler to the ground. It was the other boy's dad. The man was arrested, charged with assault and disorderly conduct.
God damn! What was that father thinking? You can't just run in from the sidelines and beat up a teenager. Your son has to tag you in first. Come on. Rules of wrestling. And if you think that's bad, you should have seen him at his daughter's ballet recital. That shit is insane. And look, I get the dad's anger. But you realize this thing could have gotten out of hand, right? Because no one thinks about this, but what if the other wrestler's dad saw it happen and then he jumped in, right? And then what if the first dad's dad jumped in to help him? Then the other guy's grandfather jumped in, then a coffin just lands on all of them. Gotta think of these things. But this is why I never bring my mom to the Emmys. Parents are really competitive. Yeah. If I brought my mom to the Emmys and then she sees me lose to John Oliver, she'll rush the podium and tackle him to the ground. Yeah. Poor John will be on the ground screaming like, holy shit, I've just been tackled by a woman from South Africa. And by the way, that's not South Africa, that's South Africa. All right, and finally, speaking of surprise tackles, Hillary Clinton is back in the news, and this time, she's coming for Bernie.
This morning, we are hearing for the first time explosive comments from Hillary Clinton about her 2016 Democratic challenger, Bernie Sanders.
In an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Clinton will not commit to backing Sanders if he is the Democratic nominee in 2020. She also doubles down on comments that she made in an upcoming documentary in which she said, quote, "Nobody likes him on the Hill."
This is Hillary Clinton speaking. He was in Congress for years. He had one senator support him. Nobody likes him. Nobody wants to work with him. He got nothing done. He was a career politician. It's all just baloney. And I feel so bad that people got sucked into it. The reporter asked, "Does that assessment still hold?" And she says, "Yes, it does." And then she goes on, "If he gets the nomination, will you endorse and campaign for him?" And she says, "I'm not going to go there yet."
Hillary, what are you doing? The election is just about to begin, and now you're coming out throwing punches? This is not the time to reopen old wounds. You can just say, "As Democrats, we always support our nominee," and then go home and punch that bag you have with Bernie's face on it. Because, like, what does that even mean? Let's be honest, what does that mean? Hillary won't support Bernie? So if he's the nominee, who else is she gonna campaign for? Trump? Actually, I'd love to see that, I won't lie. I mean... No, that would be amazing if Trump was just up there like, "Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my friend, Crooked Hillary." Like, Hillary comes out, "Hello, everybody. Lock me up. Lock me up. Lock me up." But look, Matt, as much as I don't agree with Hillary's timing, I don't think she's completely wrong about Bernie not being well-liked in Washington, because Bernie himself has said this. Right? He said he doesn't do pleasantries, he's not trying to be nice with people, he doesn't schmooze and rub elbows, he's just there to do what he's there to do. And honestly, that's what I like about Bernie. Like, his personality is kind of like the beginning of a Snickers commercial. You know? Just like, "Bernie, you're not yourself when you're hungry. Have this." He's like, "Bullshit, I don't like chocolate and I don't like you. Get that shit out of my face." All right, that's it for the headlines. Let's move on to our top story. Today was a historic day for the United States. And not just because the Lincoln Memorial finally got a standing desk. No, today was historic because it was the first day of Donald Jesus Trump's impeachment trial. A trial where the Republican-controlled Senate will decide whether the president is innocent or if he is, in fact, the most innocent man in the history of innocence. So, let's check in on the latest developments in another installment of The Magical Wonderful Road to Impeachment.
It's probably presidential harassment.
So, the third presidential impeachment trial in American history began today. And because impeachment is such a momentous occasion, the Senate had to kick things off with a formal proclamation.
The U.S. Senate is about to take on an historic and perhaps grueling task, the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump.
"Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All persons are commanded to keep silent on pain of imprisonment while the Senate of the United States is sitting for the trial of the articles of impeachment exhibited by the House of Representatives against Donald John Trump, President of the United States."
Okay, someone needs to get this dude a Red Bull. No, because he's announcing impeachment, but it sounds like a medieval times employee on his last day. "Hear ye, hear ye, I don't get paid enough for thine bullshit." "Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye," is one of those phrases that has to be shouted. Certain phrases have to be shouted, like, "Make some noise," or, "You're not even my real dad." Gotta shout certain things. And despite the ASMR intro, Trump's impeachment trial is already filled with drama. Just look at the all-star defense team President Trump put together. Right? This is an insane team that Trump collected. It's got Ken Starr, the lawyer who is famous for doing the investigation that led to Bill Clinton's impeachment. And it's got Alan Dershowitz, who's famous for defending O.J. Simpson. So these lawyers are perfect for Trump because they have experience with super guilty people and super horny presidents. It's great. It's a good combination. But I will say this. Trump's lawyers may want to polish up their defense strategy because things have already gotten off to a rocky start.
The president's legal team offering the first glimpse of their defense, that the president did nothing wrong, did not commit a crime, and that even the Democrats' argument of abuse of power does not rise to an impeachable offense, something one of his lawyers, Alan Dershowitz, maintained over the weekend.
The articles of impeachment are two non-criminal actions.
But many constitutional scholars disagree. Trump's lawyer, Alan Dershowitz, himself once argued the opposite during the Clinton impeachment.
It certainly doesn't have to be a crime if you have somebody who completely corrupts the office of president.
Yes. It turns out that over the past 20 years, Alan Dershowitz's legal opinions have changed as much as his hairstyles. Because you see, right now he's saying abuse of power is not an impeachable offense. But back in the 90s, he says it was. And look, I mean, we all did something we regret in the 90s. I mean, I walked around in that Missy Elliott outfit for a whole year. Yeah, every time I left the house, the garbage men tried to throw me in the truck. But according to Dershowitz, this is really interesting. What he said in the 90s was in fact correct. And what he's saying now is also in fact correct.
Previously, you said it doesn't have to be a crime if the person in office completely corrupts the office of president. Now you're saying criminal-like. So you're not, so corrupting the office of the president, is that in your criminal light or criminal-like?
No, no, it's not. And that was rejected. That was rejected by the framers.
So you're saying you were wrong back then.
I was saying that I'm much more correct right now, having done all the research, because that's the issue. I didn't do the research back then because that wasn't an issue. I've done the research now. I wasn't wrong. I am just far more correct now than I was then.
Wait, what? I wasn't wrong. I am just far more correct now than I was then. That is one of the most original lines I have ever heard in my life. And that's a great line for a lawyer, but thank God this guy doesn't work on a bomb squad. Because that would be a disaster. He would just be like, cut the yellow wire. Wait, cut the red one. I already cut the yellow one. Yeah, well, I wasn't wrong about yellow, but the red one is more correct. Don't worry, we're not gonna die. We're just gonna be less alive. So, that's where Trump's I Love the 90s legal team is at. And we'll see them make their arguments later this week. But today the Senate was all about establishing the ground rules of this impeachment trial. And it sounds like it's gonna be a pretty tight ship.
It is an historic day in Washington, where the U.S. will meet in just a few hours to start the impeachment trial of the president of the United States.
For the senators today, it's going to feel like a really long day at school. You know, those cubbies that many of your kids have. The senators are going to have to put their phones and electronics in those special boxes just off the Senate floor because they're not allowed to have them there. They're not allowed to speak to the senators that are next to them or read anything that's not related to the trial. All of that on pain of imprisonment. Technically, a senator could get arrested if they got up to take a bathroom break that wasn't approved.
Damn. No talking, no phones, no unapproved bathroom breaks, or you could go to jail. These poor senators. This doesn't sound like a trial. It sounds like detention. Yeah. Remember in school when you were just locked up, just sitting there? I just imagine them sitting inside the Senate chamber now, looking out the window, as Nancy Pelosi and the other House reps play kickball outside. Nancy's just like, wow, we're having so much fun. I can't wait to go to the bathroom without getting arrested. Now, most of those rules are standard. Those are standard rules for impeachment trials. And they're designed to make sure that the senators are paying attention and that they're focused. But Mitch McConnell has introduced some other rules for this trial, and they're clearly designed to get this thing over with as fast as possible.
If Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has his way, the vote to convict or acquit President Trump will come sooner rather than later. McConnell presenting his proposed trial rules that break from the Clinton model.
Mitch McConnell releasing his long-awaited blueprint. Each side will have 24 hours over just 2 days to make their opening statements. It means senators could have to sit for 12-hour sessions, part of the Republican push for a faster trial. But Democrats say Republicans are trying to hide the president's misconduct in the dead of night.
He could force presentations to take place at 2 or 3 in the morning. The McConnell resolution will result in a rushed trial with little evidence in the dark of night. Literally, the dark of night.
We said that, the dark of night. Literally the dark of night. But that is no joke. 12-hour sessions that last until the early morning. That's cruel for anyone, especially cruel for this group. I mean, these people are usually in bed by Wheel of Fortune. No one's up here until 2 a.m. And you know, for a guy who shares so much DNA with turtles, McConnell sure wants to move fast. You know what I feel like? I feel like McConnell will be the worst person to go on a date with. You know? Because he seems like one of those people who would order the appetizer, the main course, and the dessert all at the same time. You know, just to rush things along, you just be like, yeah, bring us the soup, the steak, the hot fudge sundae, and the check. We're getting the check. It's all formality. We're just gonna smash. Yeah, just pour the soup on your steak. Yeah, let's keep things moving. Now, after some pushback from Susan Collins and other moderate Republicans, McConnell has now changed the rules at the last minute today so that each side would have 3 days instead of 2 days to present their case. And a lot of people are saying Mitch McConnell was wrong to even try and rush this process in the first place. But what people don't understand is Mitch wasn't wrong before. He's just more correct now. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Welcome back to the Daily Show. As we spoke about before the break, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has recently come under fire for his Senate impeachment rules, his attempt to rush through the trial, and for his performance in the movie Doolittle. But for more on the speedy Senate trial, we turn to a man who is also known for finishing quickly, Michael Costa, everybody. Michael, you're at the Capitol right now. Don't these rules seem restrictive?
No, maybe, Trevor, but
We need rules. Without rules, civilization would collapse, and I would have to put on leather and fight rabid dogs for water, and not for fun like I do now. Rules are what makes society, like stand to the right on the escalator, or keep quiet when you're in a movie theater. And you know what I'm talking about, Trevor.
Why would I know what you're talking about?
Look, all I'm saying is I think Black Panther already knew someone was behind him. He didn't need your help.
Well, I think I saved him, but let's move on. I get it. We need rules. But it seems like Mitch McConnell designed most of these rules to help Trump instead of having a fair trial. Like, the length of the trial is compressed. Mm. There might not be witnesses.
Come on. Mitch McConnell is tough, but fair. Look at these rules, okay? Each side gets equal time to make their case. Okay, Republicans will speak at 9 a.m. and then tomorrow, and then the Democrats will speak at 6:30 on Super Bowl Sunday, okay? And the witness rules are equal too. Both sides are free to subpoena any of the contestants from Celebrity Apprentice. And hey, some of the rules even favor the Democrats. This rule says that only Democrats get free iced tea all day long, and it's right after the rule that says absolutely no bathroom breaks. So.
No bathroom breaks and free iced tea sounds like the Democrats are being set up. And Costa, look, it's obvious that Mitch McConnell is trying to brush this whole impeachment thing under the rug. I mean, the press have even complained that he's restricted how they can cover proceedings.
That's fine. Okay, we don't even need the press in that room. Everything will be covered by Mitch Magazine, okay? It's like O Magazine, but only for Mitch. It's very unpopular. Now, if you'll excuse me, Trevor, I have to go. I had some of that free iced tea for the Democrats, and I think it gave me chlamydia, so.
Costa, iced tea can't give you chlamydia.
Either way, I have chlamydia, so.
All right, well, Michael Costa, everyone, we'll be right back.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Welcome back to the Daily Show. show, my guest tonight is a Tony Award-winning theater, film, and television actor who stars in the new series on Comedy Central called Awkwafina is Nora from Queens. Please welcome BD Wong. Welcome to The Daily Show.
These people are very nice.
They are very nice. They're very, very nice people.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Congratulations on yet another show. I feel like you are one of those people that I have watched my entire life, and yet you have never aged. I just know you in every movie, like you have the same face, and you've played such a wide berth of roles. You play villains. You play good guys, you play like extreme characters like in Mr. Robot, like one of the baddest people and one of the most complicated characters. Now you're playing a dad in a comedy. Is this a big departure for you?
It is. It really is. I don't play a lot of like kind of like heteronormative nice guys with a nice relationship to his sweet but troubled daughter.
Right.
It's a new thing for me, and it's also a comedy in a way that it's refreshing for me because I've been doing a lot of serious stuff. I kind of rediscovered after I left Law and Order SVU, which I was on for 11 years. I rediscovered. I rediscovered that I was a character actor, and that I really started really getting into like reacquainting myself with that super creative, kind of transformative kind of work. And so then after Mr. Robot, which just finished its last season, this show came along, and it was kind of the perfect thing for me to kind of stretch different muscles, comedy muscles that I hadn't used in decades, and kind of. A kind of a sweetness, a warm quality, a family kind of quality, which I really like.
The show has a really beautiful storyline and an arc to it because it feels genuine. It's about this family who is Asian, but then it's not like about them being Asian. They're just Asian.
Yeah.
And then they have a life and they have a story.
And then people, I don't know if people really understand how rare that is for us, for my community, the Asian community, that for us to have a family that's not there because they're Asian and because of our representation is so kind of low,
right.
that it is a kind of meaningful thing to see a family that's just being a family and having family issues that are not really.
Yes.
So therefore, it's kind of even more universal than an Asian show that's super Asian specific.
Right.
And it's nice that way. I mean, we've really, as an audience member, I've craved it. And so it's nice to be involved in it. I was in Margaret Cho's show in the 90s that was All American Girl.
I think that
first
was the
Asian-American
first Asian-American
family.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, when I compare the experience that I had on Margaret's show.
Yeah.
Margaret struggled a lot and not for any reasons that were related to Margaret and Margaret's stardom or talent. It was a different time. And Margaret was kind of, in some ways, shoehorned into a kind of corporate idea of what Margaret could be. And Awkwafina is allowed to really do her thing. Awkwafina has taken the initiative to hire writers around her and surround herself with many women writers and people of color, as well as the directors. Mm-hmm. And I think it shows in the final product. We don't flinch about all of the things that we're describing in the show that are either specifically Asian or related to being Asian, because they're all kind of from and created by the people who really know what those things
it comes from an authentic place.
It does.
Right.
It's
really interesting because I remember Michelle Yeoh said that, after Crazy Rich Asians, which was really beautiful, she said, we have no problem laughing at ourselves, but laugh with us, not at us.
Yes, absolutely. There was a history of us being laughed at or derided or whatever.
Yes.
That has taken us a long time to even teach people that there's a difference, the difference between those two things.
You have a career that is now really, I mean, it spans from comedy shows all the way to giant movies, like the Jurassic Park / Jurassic World franchise is one that you have been an intricate part of. Did you ever predict that you would become basically the baddest person in a Jurassic? I mean, there's
the
dinosaurs.
The world.
Yeah. And like there's like raptors and T-Rexes, and it's like, no, you're the bad guy. That's pretty wild.
Because I made them. Yeah, because they. yes. I'm also. Yes, I don't. Well, I don't know what to say about that. I mean,
what does it feel like?
He was
being
a very benign character in the first movie.
Yes, that's what I mean.
He was
just
very
like,
sweet, and he was kind of related to the original, the book, the first Jurassic Park book, and then he's taken a turn which is much more interesting, and who knows? And there's another movie coming out, in a year and a half. It's all of these things, Trevor. It's like I feel very lucky, and they just kind of come to me, and I'm. I'm very lucky that I have this wealth of a menu of things that I get to choose from,
right,
and get to do them, because it really does allow me to explore my creativity as a character actor and as a creative person. And I'm I hate to say the G word, I'm grateful, you know, for
Oh, I didn't know what the G, there's a G word now? What is the G word? I was like, there's a G word? Great. I think you can say grateful. I don't think we bleep grateful on
I've
the show.
I've been talking about gratefulness in my therapy.
But you can say grateful.
Yes, and
is that like frowned
I guess
upon
I have
in some places?
No, but I think I have an issue. It's not, we shouldn't get into it right now, but it is a thing that I feel is overused, easily overused.
I understand.
Right? Hashtag grateful.
Hashtag grateful.
Yes, so
I say
grateful.
Hashtag blessed. That's my
thing. Yes, okay, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think you are hashtag blessed, and we are hashtag grateful for you, seeing you on the screen in an amazing new show. Thank you so much for being here with us. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Awkwafina is Nora from Queens. Premieres January 22nd at 10:30 p.m. on Comedy Central. BD Wong, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a one-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.